I think it started with the question, possibly from you, as to whether I should engage in operations with radio as a sort of therapy. And I had replied, yes, I thought that it necessitated a very flexible person. I also thought that many people had said to me in the past that I am extremely flexible in matters of that kind. And yes, my answer about the broadcasting would be, I would be grateful if I could be engaged by the wireless broadcasting services for as much as possible wireless broadcasting in any matters of these kinds. Does that cover it?
Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Wavelength now repeats at 10:30 PM on Tuesdays. You can also catch up with past programmes at williamenglish.com and podcasts from the Resonance website, resonancefm.com. Today's programme features tracks by William Burroughs, Felix Cubin, and a rare previously unissued early recording by Sun Ra called I Am Strange. This first track by William Burroughs from the CD Breakthrough in Grey Room includes an enigmatic reference to a seminal avant-garde filmmaker recorded in 1971. You have to listen closely to catch the name.
A pleasant time of exercise and doing several things at once. There's a plane overhead, and I can play part of an old tape here while I get Mr. Peter Idahl out of the house.
From the flesh works of minerals. My head in the
crystal. I walked without thinking the way a horse will and came to the Chinese law.
Cabin looks like a Chinese laundry.
That appears to be the electronic control packet.
What are you thinking of? Even a recruit should know better than to enter a cell alone and be a prisoner.
Too deep cold to the surface of the moon. And you just heard Jim Irwin, they're saying, the PSE, passive seismic experiment that is able to check on the slightest.
I knew.
It's on the air. Nothing you can see. Nothing. Your boys went to the beachhead with Gorilla Mary. There's still nothing on the tape. Boy said, hey Max, that's the kind of wearing I haven't done. Talking to Mission Control.
16.
Not far at all.
What was that thinking?
Quite inexplicable materials from an old tape.
I am strong.
strange. My mind is tinted with the colors of madness. They fight in silent fury in the effort to possess each other. I am strange. I have approached a degree of love that is so unwise. In one world that it is wisdom in another. I am strange. I no longer have respect for hate. For I am stronger than hate. I am contemptuous of both those who hate and those who destroy. I am not a part of the world which hates and the world which destroys. I want a better world, and not only do I want a better world, I seek to live a better life, that I might have the right to be a part of a better world. If I hate and destroy, I have no right to speak of love. Love is greater than hate, and I have chosen love above all else in the world. I am strange. I know a secret truth. I have a secret rendezvous. The wind touches against my window pane. Come with me, it says. Come with me. I'm a force. You are a force. We are brothers, though I am invisible, I cover the earth. When I'm wrathful, no wall can hold me. Nothing can withstand my will. What is your thought? What is your desire? Come, my brother, you are dear to me. I cannot come to you in full force, for you are too weak to contain me. I might lift you from the ground and frighten you. In this careless moment, I might drop you. My joy that you want me to come to you. I cannot approach you in your weakness. I am too strong. Come to me as cautious as you will. I will accept you. For the spirit of man is more like myself than anything on earth. Almost I think I am the pattern for the spirit of man. For if the spirit of man is strong, no power on earth is greater, and no wall can contain it. It will cover the breadth and the width of earth, for like I, the wind, an aroused spirit is greatly to be feared. What weapons are there to use against the invisible? Only fools seek to harm the wind. Only fools seek to harm the breath of the wind. Come, spirit of man, I will take you to new worlds. I will take you to inner unseen worlds, greater in splendors than anything life contains. If you are fearful, you will die in your fear. But if you become as I, you will be strong and do as I the wind, come and go as I choose, and none can stop me.
Thank you. They are coming. They put you in the ASPCA. And they're coming to take me away, huh? Coming to take away, ha. They are coming. They put you in the ASPCA. And
I am an instrument. The timbre of my voice flies with the winds of heaven. I belong to one who is more than a musician. He is an artist. I live to be his pleasure. I do not flee from him when he comes to me, for the instruments are not sufficient in themselves. They are cold and lifeless without the touch of hands and mine. The artist holds myself tenderly in his hands. First he touches the strings of my heart. Find if they are in tune with the universe. Then suddenly vibrant thought strikes the air, and music from the world of time and space is born.
With his last smooch, Nickel Burroughs sneaked off to the payphone and called the law of all the cheap, lousy tricks, Burroughs, to call the law on your old friends. Another, we had a good thing here, Burroughs, good for another maybe 50,000 years, and you cheap little rat called the law, so now we all have to pay. How you ever got to that phone beats the shit out of me. We had you covered, pegged out, cooled. Knocked out, blued, green the lot. Where is Mary Cook? Who let this little bastard get to that phone? Of all the cheap tricks, Burroughs, of all the lousy, grassy rat tricks, with your last mooch nickel from Geisen, Burroughs called the law. So now we all have to pay. Smart little bastard stands there with his pockets inside out. Very funny, Burroughs, very funny. Sooner or later, some mark we thought we had cooled, or some little rat-like Burroughs sneaks off and calls the heat on all of us. Now, Burroughs, you know why we never liked you. You guys, and what was wrong with both of you from the jump? Wrong bastards, wrong copper-loving bastards. Wise up the marks. Willie the Rat has done it again. But how? Where was everybody when he sneaked off to that phone?
Yeah.